Hello everybody, it's Drain Review time, and unfortunately, I do not know the name of this shit. It was a donation. All I know is it has the initials FL, so that could be Fruity Loops, that could be Fruit of the Loom, I think there's a strain called that as well. I have no idea which one this is. What I do know is that when you grind it up, just open it up here. It smells like limes, earthiness. It's something else that I can't make out. Very minty almost. It's not one that I've had before, or that I don't think I've had before. But I'm going to go ahead and do a hit here out of my bubbler. Since I go back and forth between using bongs and bubblers. I just go back and forth. There was a time also, like, couple of months back where I was just using spoon pipes, which were dry pipes, to go ahead and administer here. But let's see what this is like. Hopefully it's good. Didn't make me cough as much that time, because I did try this one before a few days back, and when I first got it, and it made me cough like a motherfucker. That time it will. Not as harsh, though, as the last couple that I had. It's definitely an indica dominant. It immediately sends me into a point of relaxation that I find very hard to describe. I do like the effect quite a bit, because it's the type of pot you can have right after a shitty day of work, or after a bad day. This is what you would have, and you would cheer the fuck up instantly. Very mellow, very calming, but I'm not falling asleep either. But one thing this strain does give you is intense munchies, like intense munchies. Keep the healthy snacks around, guys. Don't grab the chips. Grab yourself one of those. I mean, in the States, it should also be like those cherry tomato little baskets. What is that, like a fucking quart? Is it a quart in the States? I forgot. Or half a quart. I think it's a half quart. I forgot what it was. Anyways, half quart of cherry tomatoes. I think that's only a dollar over there as well. Or at least should be. If not, you Americans are getting fucked. And eat a whole one of those. That's actually my favorite thing to eat now when I'm stoned. Is that and cucumbers. Because, well, you can eat as much of those as you want. And it's not really not going to make you fat. All it's going to do is give you some good vitamins. That's about it. Taste-wise, it was very, very smoky in the taste. The taste wasn't phenomenal. On the other hand, I haven't tried vaporizing it yet, so maybe through the vaporizer I'll actually get a flame. But when I burn it through a bubbler, through water filtration, it's not, it doesn't taste that good. As far as effect goes, it definitely gets a 4 out of 5 for me. That is really, really chill out, relaxed type of high that that you just enjoy. And just relax to and watch YouTube videos with. Over speakers, leave your headphones behind. and yeah, taste gets a 1.5 out of 5. It doesn't taste like anything special. Effect does get a 4 out of 5, so, what else was there? The way it looked, actually, it came, it was vacuum sealed, believe it or not, like, somebody used a food saver on it, so it was compressed, so I can't really judge the physical structure of the bud, unfortunately. It does burn evenly all the way down, and it does ash out a light gray, almost white, So it definitely was flush. There is an earthy aftertaste to it. So it's quite possible that this was grown organically or somebody used organic nutrients. Anyways, so overall, I give this about a 3.75 in total. The effect is awesome, but the smoke is a bit harsher, on the harsher side, which probably indicates that it's a kush. Kushes usually are quite harsh, especially OG kushes or ocean-grown kushes. Like San Fernando Valley OG Kush is the first one, I think. And that one also has that kind of effect. But that's not bad, though. Hey, it was a gift. It was free. So free bud gets a 5 out of 5 regardless. I was offered some freebie weed over the weekend that I actually kind of declined because it was really bad quality. It looked like Mexican dirt weed to me. And I didn't want to say nothing because I'm not going to be rude or anything like that. Plus, that person doesn't listen to these audio boos. But I just looked at it and I'm like, when I touched it, it wasn't sticky. So that basically means that like there's barely any trichomes off here on here, and if they do exist, you know, most of them have probably been knocked off. And so I declined respectfully. I'm like, oh no, I'm okay, thank you. You know, be nice. You know, even if you don't want what someone's offering you, I know a lot of you don't smoke pot. But when someone offers you, just kindly decline. Just be like, oh no, thanks, man. That stuff's not for me. But it's cool, man. I'm you know, I agree you don't belong in prison for this. You know, that kind of shit. You know, don't get too political into it. Just you know, say something encouraging. And then they'll be like, oh, okay, cool, man, no problem. Any pothead that says anything other than, oh, okay, cool, man, no sweat, thanks for the support, is an asshole, and you shouldn't be dealing with that person anyway. Anyways, I just realized I'm ranting on here. So let me talk a little bit about Hotline Miami. I've been playing that quite a lot. I'm trying to play through Fable 2 again. Sorry, Fable 3. This time I'm trying to go all the way through as the female character, so the princess. I want to see how it's different. And I'm going to make the opposite choices of what I did for everything else. Because the last ending I got was the good ending, then there's also the bad ending. So I'm going to go for the bad ending and see what happens. Although I really don't want to do that because I actually like doing everything. Although adultery was the one thing that I probably committed the most in Fable 3, but it's hilarious. Anyways, Hotline Miami is frustrating. Not frustrating, it's hard, but it's not frustratingly hard because you know it's just random. You know it's not set up to do that. And, I mean, you do finish the levels eventually, but me, there's some levels I had to give it like 20 tries before I could finish it. I'm at chapter 8 now, I believe. I don't know how many chapters are in Miami. Sorry, Hotline Miami here. Hold on one second. Hotline Miami chapters. I don't know how many chapters are in this game. It is an indie game. All right, here we go. Chapters, Hotline Miami. 15 chapters. Plus a bonus one, so 16. Wow, so I'm barely halfway through. Holy crap. I'm long ways away. As far as what the story is about, I'm not quite sure. I think it's kind of really weird right now, but I think it'll come together in the end somehow. So I'm not worried about that. But so far, this is a contender for Indie Game of the Year. But it's definitely my favorite game to play while high of 2012. But because it's going up against Arcade Craft, which is one of my favorite games of 2013. It was in the beginning of 2013, so it was brand new at the time. So that was against that right now. Although I've played some other indie games that were fun, but they all didn't come out in 2013. So, you know, they don't count. They all came out in 2012, I believe. Some of them earlier than that. Yeah, this game is a lot of fun. I don't think Harold would like it because it does get kind of frustrating and you have to figure it out. It's a puzzle. You have to make sure everything goes in, you know, consecutively. Like, there has been times where I couldn't pass a stage because there was, like, four enemies in front of me and I didn't have a handgun. So, oh no, sorry, I did have a gun. I had a machine gun, of all things. And every time I tried to do it with a machine gun, it failed. So I just grabbed a club or something like that and then just beat everyone down, which seems to be a lot faster and more effective than anything. Unless you're, you know, you're going up against the bosses. Speaking of bosses, I did face a boss in that game that was a huge pain in the ass. Like, it was throwing knives, and you had to wait until, like, it was trying to cut you, so you had to keep your distance from it. But at the same time, you have to wait for him to throw the knife, get out of the way, so it's stuck to the wall, and then slash him. Or hit him, or shoot him, or something. I didn't have a gun at the beginning of this, so probably if I had a gun, I probably would have been able, it probably would have been a lot easier to kill him. But all I had was a club, a golf club, that was all I had. But yes, it is a good game though, I do like it, I recommend it. I was going to save the $9.99 I had left on my PSN account for Capcom vs. SNK 2, originally, because I know that's going to get released soon as a PlayStation 2 game on there, which means I don't have to flip discs and take my actual physical game copy and use it anymore. So I can instead just use the digital copy that would be on the PS3. And then probably there'd be online play as well, and I hope there is online play, because I would like to play people online in that game. No, Victor, I am not coming out of retirement. I just want to test the waters, and I know exactly what he's going to say. Anyways, I think I'm going to leave it at here, because it's been like 12 minutes already. But anyways, do check out Hotline Miami. I mean, there is no demo for it, unfortunately, on PSN. So do try the PC demo, although that controls fairly differently, I mean, without the gamepad. Anyways, I don't think this game's coming to Xbox Live. At least I hope it doesn't. They'd probably just fuck it up anyway. But anyways, we are live Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I got some YouTube videos going, but I have to upload a whole bunch of them and render a bunch. I haven't assembled them yet. But yeah, look to those, and until next time, toodles.